Okay, this is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and you've been listening to Who's Talking. We're back.
Still, hopefully.
Yep. We've been speaking with Terry Gates just moments ago. We're glad that he could join us tonight. Jim is going to run through the first Capital Bank Where People Matter play of the game.
Yes, Boston College game, under 6 minutes to go. Sammy Zaglinski drained a three ball and on the next possession made a driving layup to keep the Virginia lead at 8 points, under 4 minutes to go. From that point forward, Jeff Jones made critical free throws down the stretch to allow Virginia to secure the 68-62 first-round victory. And now, on our abbreviated show, Frank Maloney with an abbreviated spring sports update.
Very good. Women's basketball. Monica Wright and the Cavaliers are a 5 seed in the NCAAs. The Hoos will face 12 seed Wisconsin Green Bay on Sunday in Ames, Iowa at 7:20 p.m. on ESPN2, a.k.a. The Deuce. Go Hoos. Men's tennis. The number one Cavaliers carry a 17-1 record to Maryland on Friday, then return home on Sunday to face Baylor and Gardner-Webb. Go Wahoos. Men's baseball, UVA, still ranked number one, took 2 out of 3 from number 3, Florida State, last weekend. The Hoos go to JMU today and return home to face Boston College for a big 3-game series this weekend. Men's lacrosse, UVA is ranked number one in that sport as well. They've won 3 games since we last been on the air. They defeated VMI, Cornell, and Vermont to post a sterling 7-0 record. Next up, Towson on Sunday at noon on ESPNU. Go, Waxman.
Absolutely. Next week, we expect to be on Wednesday. Stay tuned, because that's subject to change based on the Hokies in the NIT. And next week, we will have former UVA star guard, point guard, John Crotty joining us. John's in commercial real estate down in Miami, also does the color for the Miami Heat NBA game. So we're excited to have him join us next week.
Also, I believe both WRVA and WRNL are carrying various components of the NCAA tournament going forward. If you're going to go out, why not stop at Friday's or the Jefferson Hotel and the beautiful La Mera restaurant for some fine food and some wonderful drinks and enjoy the tournament itself? Jim and I had a great time down at the ACC tournament. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, it was good. Good tournament. Still would like to see Virginia play on Saturday and or Sunday one of these days. And it would be nice to get back in the NCAA tournament. Only 3 trips to the NCAA in the last 14 years and only the 1 win in 07 against Albany. So hopefully Coach Bennett and staff will continue to work to rectify that and make us a regular participant in the tournament.
You know, final thoughts, the Maryland Terrapins need new basketball shoes, and Greensboro should host the tournament every other year or so.
Well, they're going to do it next year and 3 years after that. So we're out of here. See you next week.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, TGI Fridays of Richmond, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, Janie Montgomery Scott Brokerage, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, First Capital Bank, and Kelleher Heating and Air. Tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910.